News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Contracts valued at $64 million were recently signed for the expansion and rehabilitation of the Mandeville Primary and Junior High School in Central Manchester. The project, jointly funded by the Government of Jamaica and the Caribbean Development Bank, will see the construction of a 12-classroom block with new bathrooms and facilities for increased access by persons with disabilities. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the new classrooms are expected to go a far way in reducing overcrowding at the school.
This $64 million expansion is very timely. It is in keeping with the expansion program we have been rolling out in schools across Jamaica. I'm very pleased to be associated with this effort, which will benefit more than 2,000 students. Overall, more than 50,000 persons will benefit from the expansion of this school.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, will oversee implementation of the project, slated for completion by mid-2016. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the Jury Amendment Act, which aims to improve efficiency of the administration of the criminal justice system on the island. The legislation seeks to address the continuing problem of a shortage of jurors to serve the circuit courts, which has been contributing significantly to the delays in the disposal of criminal cases.
And assure the House that while this is not a panacea for all the problems that exist, it goes a far way into reducing the challenges that the jury system has been subject to over the years.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. The bill amends the Jury Act to provide for, among other things, the production of an expanded list of potential jurors from a combination of the voters list and the list of persons with tax registration numbers issued under the Revenue Administration Act. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has received $12.6 million from the British High Commission to fund its community bushfire management education program. The initiative was developed to curtail the unsustainable burning practices that have caused millions of dollars worth of damage just this year. State Minister for Local Government and Community Development Colin Fagan is commending the partnership between the High Commission and the JFB, which he says will prove fruitful.
The relationship that exists between the British High Commissioner and the Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade will bring forth much fruit. I can speak with confidence that the Jamaica Fire Brigade is on its way up.
Mr. Fagan was speaking at the launch of the program held at the York Park Fire Station in Kingston earlier this week. The money will be used to train firefighters and community members as well as to implement community fire safety programs. And members of the public are being encouraged to visit the Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ's upgraded Vision 2030 Development Plan e-dashboard of indicators. The e-dashboard, originally launched in 2013, is an online platform allowing stakeholders and members of the public to view the country's progress in meeting the indicators or criteria being used to evaluate Jamaica's progress as it moves towards developed country status. Program Director for the Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat, Elizabeth Emmanuel, says the e-dashboard will provide a wealth of knowledge to citizens.
The dashboard is an excellent tool in support of the national guiding principle of transparency and accountability that forms a key element of the framework upon which Vision 2030 Jamaica is built. The user is also provided with relevant resource background information to better understand and contextualize the significance of the indicators and the strategies and approaches that will be utilized to achieve targets and our national development goals.
Ms. Emmanuel was speaking at a press conference for the relaunch of the e-dashboard Monday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.